certificate of occupancy first thing in the morning, correct?
Correct, first thing in the morning, and I apologize to the applicant, I will speak to them personally.
Yes. I'm very sorry for this, that this has happened tonight, but we'll get through it. Thank you. Next case.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12463. Joyce Ferguson seeks variances from the side yard, rear yard setback and separation distance requirements between units for a proposed shed. Sections 115.25, 115.172 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Delaware Avenue within the Sea Air Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20043 Delaware Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310.00-505.94. Specifically, the applicant is requesting the following: a 2.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for a shed, a 3.4-foot variance from the required separation distance for a shed, a 7-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance for a shed. Staff would note that we have received 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 7 mail returns. The letters of support are from adjoining occupiers and also from the Sea Air Village Association, raising no objection in relation to appearance and or proximity issues. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess just I'll make the statement again for the record for this hearing. There was an error in the agenda on the call-in information, so this matter will, we will continue with the hearing tonight. We'll hear who's here for this, but the matter will be left open so that anyone who would try to call in tonight would have that opportunity to chime in at our next meeting, which will be on September the 14th. The audio for this will be available online tomorrow for anyone who wishes to listen to it in that fashion. If anyone has difficulty being able to obtain that online, they can contact the office and they can arrange for them to figure out a means to by which to obtain the audio. And also, Mr. Whitehouse, I believe there's a call-in number for anyone who may be listening to this in the universe that wishes to call in, if you'd give that number so they could do so.
Sure. The telephone number is 1-302-394-5036, and the conference code to connect to the meeting is 570176. To repeat, the conference telephone number is 1-302-394-5036, and the conference code to connect is 570176. Thank you.
And I guess before we get started, can you state your name and address for the record?
Joyce Ferguson, 20043 Delaware Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you doing?
Good.
And I just wanted to put a 7x7 Rubbermaid storage shed in the back of the house. And I have submitted pictures and letters from the neighbors and one from Sierra.
Is it already in place?
Yes.
So this picture is on your lot already? The picture you submitted?
Yes. I wanted you guys to get an idea, like what, you know, everything around it, what it looked like.
Did someone put it up for you?
Yes.
And who was that?
Just a friend that came to.
To help put it up?
Pardon me?
A friend that came to help put it up?
Yeah.
And why didn't you get a building permit or?
Well, I was told that with Rubbermaids that you didn't need one.
Mm. Okay.
And then I put it in the driveway.
Right.
And then Constable Passwater came over. And then she said if I moved it to the back of the house. So that's what I did, but I would need a variance.
Okay, so first you had it out front of the house.
I had it in the driveway.
Right.
At the back, yeah.
Okay. So on the survey, the proposed shed is actually where it is now?
It's behind the house, correct.
Okay.
And she said that was the only place on the property that, you know, it can't, that it would be that, and then I'd have to apply for a variance because there was no place on the property that would be the right dimensions.
She could have left it in the front yard then, couldn't she? I mean, really, if you had to have a variance anyway, and that was her first choice to put it, she could have put it there.
If it was in the front yard and it's...
I have really bad health problems. Well, not really bad, but I mean, I have health problems. I stated in the letter.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I have hernia patches and things, so it's hard for me to lift things and stuff. So when I had it over there, I could just move the car back and then take the things out. So then I just had, I emptied it out, and then I had somebody come and move it over and make sure it was secure on there.
To answer your question, Madam Chair, they could have attempted to apply for a variance in the front yard. We don't know if it would have had the same level of support if it was in the front yard as it does in the backyard.
Everybody, I've gotten feedback from my neighbors, and they, I mean, I'm sure everybody does, but they all love it, and they know how much it helps me and everything. And it was fine before, you know, where it was for everyone.
Right.
Then they asked me why I moved it, and I said, because I had to move it. So that was all.
Who was the person that told her she had to move it? I mean, it was up. Why didn't she just get a variance for where it was?
I don't know. That was Inspector Passwaters. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that was the relevant.
Yeah, she was very kind, and she was trying to, you know, she was trying to.
I'm just thinking, you know, it's harder for you to get things out in the backyard.
I know. It's very rough enough, you know, a couple of times because I have bad knees. And so, I mean, I'm 73, so, like, I'm trying to hang in there good. But, like, when the ground is rough or the lawn or something like that, the driveway has, you know, there's small rocks. So I was able to just back the car in there. But, I mean, now I've gotten used to it now. So, I mean.
Yeah. Any questions from members of the board?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Ferguson?
Yes.
Maybe just a point of clarification regarding the five questions that are necessary for a variance. I didn't notice that in the packet, and maybe I missed it.
I think it was in the letter.
Oh, here, yes, I did it. Mm-hmm. The criteria for a variance, and then they said when I called, they said that you had to fill those out.
Yes. If you could go over those with us.
Sure. Let's see. Uniqueness of the property, those?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you want me to read the question?
You don't have to read.
Okay. That there is no other place. And then number two, the property cannot be developed. There is no other place. And number three, it wasn't not created by the applicant. And then number four, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And most homes here have sheds, and many are bigger than mine is 7x7. And much closer to other homes, because I guess before that's the way they were allowed to be, so that was fine. But it will represent the minimum variance.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If I may,
to the question about the front yard, I believe the code provides that the accessory buildings have to be in the rear or the side. Is that correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
Yes.
So,
at the end of the driveway?
At the end of the driveway?
In the backyard.
Okay. So where, I guess, I was in
the house now.
Okay, but where was it in relation before?
It was right at, I have a picture of it on my phone. It's here, the driveway is here next to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all the way at the end of the driveway.
Near the deck?
Yes, at the, right. The end, on the, even before the first, past the deck.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify, that's why it could not have gone in the front, because I understood that to be as potentially where it was before, so I just want to make sure we're clear on that, so. Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything?
No, I agree. I think it sounds as if the inspector encouraged it to be in the rear yard prior to applying for a variance, because that stood the most chance of succeeding, and I agree with the inspector in this case.
Any questions from members of the board? Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, I just had a couple that I would
clarify for the record, if I may. When did you move into this property, Ms. Ferguson?
I moved in November.
And I presume the dwelling was there at that time?
Yes.
And your neighbor's dwelling and shed and their structures
was there?
Was there?
Yes.
And in looking at this and looking at your survey, there's really not a whole lot of places you could put this shed without kind of encroaching upon somebody's separation.
Exactly.
Is that how you looked at this? And you indicated you need that for storage of items that you couldn't fit in your home?
Right.
Right. And you've had no complaints about it, I think you said,
no.
Correct? Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? Operator?
If there's anyone on this call that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition of this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you.